It's a little bit more manageable, one group, you know, because the problem that you get partway through camp is you get your numbers are too big for one group and they're too small for two groups, and it's kind of in between. So I thought today was better from a managing standpoint, a lot better for us and for the players too.
Can you tell us about Zach
Bogosian? Well, he's day to day. We're just trying to manage the training camp, you know, things that are happening with what happens in training camp. Guys are getting tweaked here and there, so he's day to day. Is he a player tomorrow? We're not sure yet. There's different things you have to do here. We've got two games to prepare for the season. You know, we'd like to try to, first of all, win the game and get as many of our players in that we can, you know, providing that there's no health issues. So we're going to try to field a good lineup in both games. I think the players haven't played together that much, and we'd like to see them get together a little bit more. Well, that'll get played out in the two games. You know, who's fighting for position and how's that going to play out. You know, there's different agendas I got to put together, and you know, including battle levels and battling for position, including slight injuries. So there's different factors I've got to weigh in there.
What's your thinking behind that? Like, why those two have played five and none of the others?
Well, there's different things. I think that some of it's experience. You want to gather as much experience as you can in the preseason. There's really the other things. There are some things come up that you can't. You don't have a, you know, they may be, if you've got injuries at certain positions on the left side, for example, or the right side, that you don't have a lot of choices. Those are things that are behind the scenes that you're not aware of. So there's different factors. You know, I can't say every situation is different.
How tough is that last blue line decision or two going to be, and what factors will go into it?
Well, the blue line position is going to be, you know, the factors are is that who's going to be your best group that you're keeping? That's really what you're coming down to. You know, who's going to help you? But there's also always other factors as well. But for us, we're just trying to field the best group of Ds that we can, and who seems to work best together. Special teams enters into that. You know, how are we as a group of seven or eight? Are we good enough special teams wise? Are we good enough 5-on-5? There's different factors that come into that, so it's not black and white. I don't know how it'll shake out. We'll see how the two games go. That's why we play the games. Yeah, you know what, it really depends, but a lot of times you go with two extra forwards and seven defensemen usually. That's kind of the way you go, but it really depends. Depends on who the players are, what you got, what your needs are. I mean, I know I'm not giving you clear-cut answers because they're not clear-cut right now. And depends on how you want the makeup of your team. For example, toughness or not, or more of that type of thing. Yeah, it's been more regular for us, but it's been busy. Like, I don't remember it. Even last time, a couple of years ago, when we played the split squad game with Columbus, then we had the Hockeyville game in Newfoundland. we had different factors there, but this has been an extremely busy training camp. It's the number of games, I think, it's really what's, you know, the 8 games in 14 days has been extremely busy, and the back-to-backs have been another thing. Traveling day of the games has been, and getting home and the time changes, like we got home the other night, it was late, so there's been different factors. This has not been an easy camp. Trying to keep bodies around, a lot of bodies around, not getting down to your numbers when you'd like to, and having to keep people because of different factors. It's been a fairly tough task. Well, I think, first of all, you'd like to be team tough if you can. The other thing is whether you keep one or two. The question that remains for the coaches is always, can that role be filled by a guy that can play? We talked about that before. I'm more of the idea that I need a guy that can play, that I can put in, that I can trust, and I can play that player. I think we have some guys in that position that do that. They're capable of playing, and I don't know that I would like a situation where I want just a specific role. It's got to be able to play. We need 12 forwards dressed and playing.
On that topic, were you aware you could be
appointed? Well, I don't think there's been a lot of time for teaching from our standpoint, because the size of the groups and different factors and the amount of games, you know, but this is kind of the one practice where we were able to teach some things to the whole group and kind of move ahead. You know, we're going to be able to do that following these two games against Boston, and we'll be able to do that as well and teach a little bit more there. So I think that that's something that we have to do a lot more of.
There seems to be a sense amongst the players that, you know, there's a more higher level of need.
I think I sense that from everywhere. I think it's, I sense that the players are ready to take a step. I think that the fans expect more, and I think that's good. I think we should expect more, and that's one of the things we're wanting to try to create, is to our expectation level has to go up, and we have to demand much more from each other. Well, there's a couple of objectives. We're not just going to Banff for the sake of going to Banff. We're going there because it's close to Edmonton, so it fits into the schedule. We play out in that location, so that fits there. But we do have some objectives, and there's a couple of objectives. Not, I don't want to go through all of them, but building team cohesion is certainly one of them. And so we've got some plans there that we want to try to get our group and our team closer in some fashion, so that we could help them through the process of finding a way to win. So it's a nice place. We want to get together and do some things, but there's a lot of activity that we have there for a purpose. So there's a plan in place for us to do that. And we think it's very helpful for our group. We want to get to know each other. We've got some new players in there. And I think it's important that we get to know each other better. That's all the staff.
Do you value having an opportunity?
Sure. I think that the good thing about Boston is that you got to be ready to play. And they, you know, they've had success in the past. They play the right way, and they're very patient, and they're methodical. And if there's a team you would like to emulate and play like, they certainly on the right side of the ledger with their goals for and goals against and how they play. So this is a really good test for us at this time, you know, and we'll be ready. We're expecting more from our players and communicating. We've talked about it now for quite some time, and I think that it's really hard to defend unless you take control and you try to identify who you have and what you have in situations. You know, the only way to do that is through communication, and we're wanting to step up in our communication, not only off on the ice but off the ice. And there are things in Banff, for example, that we're doing to try to elevate that amount of communication. So we need to start that process, and it starts on the ice for me.
Okay,
thank you.
Thanks, guys.